Perek Yud, Mishnah Hey. Continuing along the theme of going through the Pesach Seder, so we're up to the famous words in the Seder that goes as follows. From Gamliel Haya Omer, so we say this in the Haggadah, Rabbi Gamliel would say, Kol Shalo Omar Shlosh Dvarim Eilu B'Pesach Lo Yatsu Deicha Vaso, that if you don't say these three words by your Seder on Pesach, you don't fulfill the mitzvah of the Seder night of Pesach. And it doesn't just mean to say the words, it really means to expound, to explain what it is. Ve'elohim, so these are they. Pesach, Matzah, Umar, these three words. Pesach, what was Pesach? Al shum she'pasach ha'makom al bati avotin v'mitzrayim. Pesach is to symbolize that God passed over our houses in Egypt when he was smiting the firstborn of the Egyptians during the last Makkah. That's what the Pesach represents. Matzah al shum she'nigal avotin v'mitzrayim, that Klai Yisrael was redeemed from Egypt, and we redeemed in such a haste that the dough did not have time to leaven and it turned into matzah. Mar, al shum shemiru ha-mitzrim eschaya v'usinu v'mitzrayim. The mar is to symbolize how the Egyptians embittered our lives in Egypt, and that's the mar. So Rabbi Gamliel is saying that when you're, you know, going through the Seder, you gotta make sure you say these three things and expound upon them to know what they mean. Otherwise, you don't fulfill your mitzvah. And this is mamish part of the Haggadah. Okay, and then we say, "Behold, Dar v'Dar, in every generation, Chayiv Adam Liros is Asmo Kilhu Yatsim Mitzrayim." Each person is obligated to imagine as if he was the one that left Mitzrayim. You got to make the Seder real. Shemar, as the pasuk says, "V'igadta l'avincha b'yamahu lemar." You should tell to your son on that very day, saying, "Ba'avor zeh, it was because of this, Asa Hashem li b'tesi Mitzrayim, that Hashem did for me when He took me out of Egypt." So what's this? This whole Pesach, this whole Seder, to go in God's ways and live a Torah life. So this is, we have to imagine that we were there in Mitzrayim being redeemed, and now we're here, you know, ready to serve Hashem. L'tikach, therefore, anachnu chayavin, we are obligated, lehodos, to praise, lehalel, to also sing praise, l'shabeach, another form of praise, l'fa'er, another form of praise, to glorify, l'romim, to exalt, l'hadr, to beautify, l'varech, to bless, l'ali, l'kalis, these are all various words that represent praise, l'mi sha'as l'avu seinu, to the one that did for our forefathers, v'lanu, and us, eskol anisimale elu, all these miracles, so we're obligated to praise Hashem, that He saved us from Mitzrayim, hotziyonu mi'av v'zacheret, He removed us from Egypt, from slavery, to freedom. Miyagon lesimcha, from sorrow to joy. Mi'eva liyom tov, and from mourning to a day of festive activities, to a day of Yom Tov. Umi'afela la'or gadol, and from darkness to the great light. Umi'shibu l'gula, and from the slavery to gula, to redemption. We were redeemed from Egypt. V'nomar l'fanav ha'luka, and then we say ha'luka. So we praise God for redeeming us from Egypt. This is exactly what we say in the Haggadah. It's a Mishnah in Pesachim. Mishnah Vav, Ad Heichan Hu Omer. So until we're in the Halal, right now we begin the Halal with that word Haluka. So until we're in the Halal that we're saying before the actual Seuda, do you say, Halal's a long piece, how much do you say? So Bishame Omer, Bishame say, Ad Eim Habanam Semecha, up until the words, Eim Habanam Semecha, the beginning part of Halal. Ubitil Omer Ad Chalamish Lamayinai Mayim, to a little bit further in the Halal, different parts of the Halal. So Machlokas, Bisham and Basil, which part of the Halal you should go up until, when you're reading that God, before you actually begin your meal. And then Vichose, when you're done with the whole Haggadah, and you're concluding the Haggadah, you finish with the bracha of Geula, of redemption. And there's a machlokas, how you make this bracha. And when it comes to brachas, there are various types of brachas. So some brachas are like a regular, like a shahakol. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Al Kinu Malcholam, Shekol Nebibaru. And then some brachas will start with a baruch, and they'll end with a baruch. Like the first bracha Shemon Esrei, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem. You go through the whole bracha, and then you conclude, Baruch HaShem, right, Magen Avram. It's got two brachos in it. So it's going to be a debate now, and you conclude the Haggadah, is it like a one bracha, or is it like a two bracha? So let's see. When you're ready to finish the whole Haggadah, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, the bracha is as follows. Asher ga'alanu v'ga'alas avosinim v'mitzvayim. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech HaOlam. You know, blessed are you, God, our King, blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the Universe.
Asher ga'alanu that redeemed us, v'galas ha'pasinu redeemed our forefathers, mivitzrayim from Egypt, v'giyenu la'azeh and brought us to this night. So he looks at it as one bracha. You start with a bracha and then you end with the conclusion of the bracha. You don't say the bracha. There's no, you know, repetition of the bracha. It's just like a shahakal. You say the bracha and you end at the end of it. V'lo ha'yachosim. And you don't, you know, end over the second bracha. We'll see what this means in a second. So, and that's going to be the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no. He says you got to add a bracha. Meaning, he'll start saying off like this. You start off by saying, you know, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, etc. Okay? And then you would say, Kein Hashem Elokeinu, you know, so too Hashem our God, Elokei Avosinu, the God of our forefathers, Yagyeinu L'moadim, you brought us, you know, to these holidays, V'lo Galam, to the Yom Tovim, Acherim, Habam L'Kasinu L'Shalom, meaning bring us to more Yom Tovim and other Yom Tovim to greet us in peace, just like we came to Pesach, we should greet other Yom Tovim in peace. Smeichim Bevilyan Yerecha V'Sasam Avodasecha, we should rejoice in the rebuilding of your Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach should come, and we should rejoice in your service to serve you with the Beis HaMikdash. And then we should eat then from the Karbanos and from the Karban Pesachs, you know, with the actual Beis HaMikdash, we're davening for the ultimate redemption. And then once you complete it, you say again, Baruch Ad, Baruch Ata Hashem, bless you God, Gal Yisrael, who redeems Klal Yisrael. So there's going to be a kiva. And a Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon will start off the bracha with the words bracha, and then just end it with the words, you know, of the text. But Rabbi Kiva is going to say that no, you start off with the word bracha, you go through the whole text, and then before you're done, you say again, Baruch Ata Hashem, Gal Yisrael, bless you God, who redeems Klal Yisrael. So it's machlokas, what kind of bracha you use when you conclude the Haggadah. We pass like a rekiva, and therefore we'll use the double lingo, whereas you start with the bracha, you go through the whole text, and then again you finish with the bracha. And that concludes our mishnayos for today. Tomorrow, God willing, on Purim actually, we will be completing Masechta Pesachim, so stay tuned, we're very excited. And wishing everybody an easy and meaningful fast.